Welcome back to Inside Agriculture, where we have market analysis time from yesterday. And Amy Ryan of Martinson Ag Risk Management says...
Yeah, the soybeans have had a good week. We had, you know, of course, IRS released their draft form of the 45Z tax credit rules. That was really friendly to the Biofuel Association. And then today, we had soybeans were really trading in a narrow range, pretty quiet, and then they shot up 50 cents higher.
Wow.
When the news came out that President Trump had a call with Chinese President Xi, and Trump said that China has agreed to buy a total of 20 million metric tons this season. That would be in addition, or from 20 total, including the 12 we've China has already bought, which means they're going to buy 8 more. Now, that didn't really rate a 50-cent increase, so I think some people took that as China was going to buy an additional 20 million metric tons, but that is not what it was. It's another 8 million metric tons this probably marketing year. But, you know, we still had 25-cent gains in the soybean market. That was still really friendly. Crop insurance prices are being tracked the month of February, so to have some good gains in the soybean market is really good for our soybean crop insurance price, so that was nice to see. Other than that, though, there is not much news going on. We did have a sale today, 130,000 metric tons of corn to an unknown destination. U.S. and India did agree to a trade deal yesterday. That should have India buying some more U.S. egg products. That's also going to be positive for the markets.
Thanks, Amy. Lots of good news for the grains. So Todd Horowitz of Bubba Trading on AgriTalk, optimistic.
How about corn? Corn had a nice little pop, too. And even wheat came back. I think the bottom of the grains are in. So I think that's a good news. And I think that I believe that we're probably at the top in equities. There's a stat I'll give you. I don't need to give you stats, but the equity market is priced at 306% of the M2 money supply, which is the highest of all time, only to rival the internet bubble of the 90s. I'm not predicting. I'm just saying that we know that there's a lot of overvaluations. We know we're in a K-shaped economy. You know, cattle is crazy. And look, I tell you, after St. Patrick's Day, then we're going to sell it.
And speaking of cattle, also on AgriTalk, Daryl Peel, University of Oklahoma Extension Livestock Economist.
Where we are now is just absolutely unprecedented. We've never seen anything like this. Continues to evolve. And I've argued for years and years that the cattle markets, cattle and beef markets in the U.S. are probably the most complex set of markets on the planet.
Yeah.
And I've challenged people to give me an example of any market anywhere that's more complicated, and nobody's ever won that bet yet. It's a very complex market, but we're seeing things play out that we just never would have dreamed of even just a few short years ago. The market's not broken.
Right.
The markets work. The cattle industry relies heavily on markets because it is so complex. So we got all these different production stages and people spread out all over the country. Many of them don't know each other. They deal through markets. And markets coordinate them to make sure that, you know, at the end of the day, we got one job, and that's to produce an animal that's ready to turn into a beef product that somebody wants to eat. And so we rely on markets, and markets work remarkably well. Given where we find ourselves from an inventory standpoint, markets are working well. The markets are trying to send signals to fix that inventory problem. It will if we let them work. And so... There have been people perpetually that say this thing's broken. It's not broken. We
right.
wouldn't have the prices we have today if it was broken, depending on what you think is broken. But for the most part, the market's working fine. You know, we had all of those demand issues, lean beef, the war on fat, and, you know, all of that stuff. And the fact of the matter is we weren't improving quality in the beef industry at that point. And we saw it. We finally recognized that beef demand continued to slide. We made some changes. And one of those changes is things that still cause some heartburn for some people. Once we started doing, we called it value-based marketing in the 80s. And 90s, we wanted value-based marketing to send better signals back to producers. When you got value-based marketing, then you got the alternative marketing arrangements that today are a source of concern for some people. Those are responsible for most of the quality improvements that have improved demand in this industry and put us where we are today.
Daryl Peel, University of Oklahoma livestock economist, still optimistic on cattle. This is Inside Agriculture. Let's get an optimistic weather forecast. How warm will it get today?